Wednesday, December 23rd. The Colson story in last night's paper was a major item today as the president was determined we should try to find the source of the leak, and I had a number of people spending considerable effort to try to do so. We finally tracked it down to somebody on the conservative side on the Hill who was genuinely concerned that Colson was going to be appointed national chairman, and in order to protect Dole's franchise, was trying to destroy Colson. I had a long talk with Nofziger, who was the most knowledgeable guy in this area, and made a major pitch for trying to get the conservatives to shape up and work with us instead of playing their frantic games that are only self-destructive as well as harmful to us. I don't know whether it'll do any good, but Nofziger at least gets the point. We agreed to go ahead on the TV show, but set the date for January 4th on a Monday night, which is a little later than all our staff people wanted to do it, but works out better really overall. The president decided also to go ahead with the press conference, but without announcing it ahead of time. He's toying with the general schedule thinking for the next week, wants to keep the time basically clear, but with one newsworthy event each day to maintain the point of the president working through the period when Congress has taken off. Another long talk regarding Klein and the need to make a change there. President's absolutely determined that we go ahead on that, as well as with Chotiner. So I've got to make those moves right after Christmas. I discussed that whole thing with Ehrlichman at great length this morning, but neither of us came up with much in the way of solutions. John Conley called at home this evening, disturbed because he had gotten word somehow that the day after, or several days after his announcement, somebody in Washington ordered all of his tax returns sent up to Washington from Texas. He's very upset that someone's playing games here and wants to be sure we get on top of it, so I'll check on that. It's interesting that he would know this had been done, which shows he's got his sources in the local IRS office. Also interesting that he reacted as strongly and quickly as he did. I confronted him then with the report we had had that Charlie Walker expects to stay on, and he dismissed that lightly as being an agreement by Walker that he would not leave immediately but would remain until May and then would be leaving, thus giving Conley time to get his feet on the ground and select a new undersecretary. He thinks, on the basis of the way things are developing in the public mind, that we're getting to the point where the president might productively lash the Congress. He feels that Congress is coming through now as being very unproductive and that we could benefit from taking them on. End of December 23rd.